Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Shoulda, woulda, coulda are the last words of a fool. Beverly Knight. Yesterday, I was diving in my local favourite site with some friends and a diver I'd never met before. A couple of minutes into the dive, that diver suddenly swam towards the dive master, signalling they were out of air. After putting the diver on his long hose, the dive master checked the diver's tank and discovered the valve was only turned on a half a turn. After turning it on fully and checking the gauge, he handed the diver's second stage back to him and the dive continued as normal. We as divers are getting better at talking about mistakes. That's great because the more we can share, the more everyone can learn. However, we still frequently see responses like this. Blah, blah. If you don't know how to turn a tank on, you shouldn't be diving. A buddy check could have avoided the problem. It wouldn't happen if you didn't do the half turn back. The problem with these responses is that should, would and could are all counterfactuals, things that didn't happen, and words that people use to reject someone else's argument, to the point of becoming a phrase in themselves. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. When we're discussing our own mistakes, shoulda, woulda, coulda expresses our regret, but still doesn't help in any way. So what can we do instead? I wouldn't have done that if I'd have known. Often we are missing information that means we make an incorrect decision or omit something. Of course, if we know more, it's easier to do the right thing, but by just saying I would have, we're acknowledging we are able to do things differently without committing to any change. Instead, to learn from this situation, we can say, next time, I will. This now gives us a solid framework to focus on and control of the situation, rather than just a vague feeling of regret. He could have. After an incident has happened, it often seems obvious what options the person or people involved had. This is because of hindsight bias. Hindsight bias happens because we can easily join the dots to see what happened after an event, and it appears as a linear sequence. The reality is that people had multiple choices to make, or multiple factors went wrong, and at some point those choices or factors lined up to create a problem. Again, if we change the language, we can learn from the incident. He could becomes he can. This gives a solution to the problem and allows learning. They shouldn't have done that. This is probably one of the most common comments I see, especially on public forum posts. It gives the person typing it a great sense of superiority, allowing them to condemn the actions of others without helping in any way at all. We've all done things we shouldn't have, sometimes on purpose, but very often in error. Let's use the example above. If you don't know how to turn a tank on, you shouldn't be diving. In this case, the author is making a very simplistic statement and implying that they would never make such a mistake. The reality is that we see hundreds of people who have to either consciously think which way to turn the tank valve, assume a valve is closed and think they are opening it, when in fact they're closing it, or forget to open it in the first place. It's something that's as easy to get wrong as leaving your keys in the house and letting the door lock behind you. So by saying that someone shouldn't do something, you aren't helping them at all. If someone shouldn't be diving because they don't know which way to turn on a tank, what should they do to fix that? Learn, maybe. And we learn by practicing. And a big part of practicing is making mistakes. So we're back to the beginning. Changing the language to, next time, try this, is a far better answer with a result that can be practiced. The other problem with shoulda, woulda, coulda is that we use it as an excuse. Can you do this? I could, but a much stronger answer is, I can do this instead. We humans are lazy, so excusing things instead of finding answers to them is the preferred easy option, but that tiny bit of effort makes a huge difference to the future. One other thing we can do to learn from mistakes, rather than condemning people, is by asking, how did it make sense to them at the time? By putting ourselves in their shoes and assessing all the different options they had, we start to understand their thought process, and it becomes easier to give solutions or improvements. Understanding the context they were in often gives us more information and lets us help them. Summary. Shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't help our learning process. By implying superiority, it might make people feel good about themselves, but doesn't actually help, and in fact, often prevents learning from happening. Instead, We can change our language to provide solutions. Would becomes will, could becomes can, and should becomes shall or try this. Understanding the context in which people have made mistakes also allows us to help them not make that mistake again in the future. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programmes, the If Only documentary, The Book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.